just to show stills, just to show a slideshow, would be a distraction. So instead, I made a film that correlates very closely with what's happening in the music. So basically, the films follow the character and the tone and the tempo of the music. And so it's our way of communicating science through, you know, the visual arts and music. What I did is I researched for many months the best images of the planets from spacecraft, from orbiting telescopes, from telescopes on the ground. Some animations I made, astronomical animations of, you know, the planets orbiting and so on. And then I combined that with historical documents of, you know, our exploration of the solar system. So all of those things I combined. And then, of course, since, you know, we have seven movements, one for each planet, so we get seven movements. So that means that each planet gets its own mini film. So for Claire de Lune, the orchestral version of Claire de Lune, that one is about the universality of the moon. You know, the fact that it's the same moon for everyone around the Earth. So it features time-lapse photography shot by myself, because I'm also a photographer, of the moon crossing the sky, rising, setting, in the context of different places around the world. And then the other piece is called 90 Minutes Around the Earth, and it uses music from Symphonie Fantastique by Hector Berlioz. And that one also has time-lapse photography, but the interesting thing is it's not shot by me, but shot by astronauts aboard the ISS, International Space Station. So it's mostly, of course, we see the sky and the stars and the galaxy, but it's mostly, I mean, the interesting thing is that it's, you know, also they're pointing the cameras downward and looking at our planet.